Joker.
Are we?
I'm good.
Why are we here today?
Why are we here today?
Yes.
You should tell me.
Well.
You have query.
What sort of query?
Performance.
Okay. Performance is program plan, right? Well, we're here today just to tell the story behind Precise. So it's a couple entrepreneur. So we call this couple premier, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with the story and all the way to the future visions. Let's start with the origin story. What actually inspired both of us to start a business together? And how did we decide it was the right move?
For the relationship.
For the relationship, yeah.
You start.
You start first. I asked the question.
Because you pioneered the question. The first question.
Yeah.
You're going to start and then I'll finish that question with my response.
Well, you've been by my side. I think it was, yes, you know, you've been by my side. I can't actually ask for a better partner than you. Right. Moving back to Nigeria, I said I couldn't do this on my own. And you know, it took you a bit of time to understand why I wanted to come to Nigeria. So I always say to myself, if I have to start a business again, right, in Nigeria, I don't think I can do it myself. So you being by my side has actually moved the business further a lot.
So what inspired you to start a business in Nigeria?
What inspired me? Well, so many opportunities. Nigeria is a developing country, as you always know. Right, you know, before I was getting married, I've done a couple of businesses in Nigeria. I won't say there are a few businesses. Yes, I made money.
You know why I failed?
Well,
answer it. You know why I failed?
Well, I wasn't present. One, and secondly, I didn't have a partner. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily that you have to. I'm not saying it is necessary for you to have a partner for any business to succeed. Right.
But it helps.
Yeah, it helps. It does help because you can't do it alone, right? As you know. So,
I'll also chip in what inspired us to start a business together. I, like you already mentioned, you needed a backbone.
Okay.
To support your dream.
My dream or her dream?
Like you said, it took me a while. to come to terms with this venture or even moving to Nigeria, because it was never in my plan. Yeah. So, yeah. And how did we decide if it was the right move for our relationship? I think at that point in time, I was ready to eventually, I felt it was important. I needed to be ready to walk alongside you because I saw you had an idea and a vision
that you didn't see.
I can't say I didn't see that, but it was definitely not something I wanted to accept. I think that's more what
you didn't want to move. You didn't want to move to Nigeria.
No, I never wanted. I never thought I would ever move to Nigeria.
Yeah, so you're not a full blown Nigerian. I mean, unfortunately, yes. I think that answers.
Okay,
that
moving on.
Division of labor.
Division of labor.
I think you
How do you divide responsibilities in the business? And do your personal strengths complement your professional roles? Okay.
Yes. How do we divide our responsibilities in the business? I remember when we started, we used to have a lot of backlash, right? Obviously.
There was a lot of overlapping.
Yes,
we used to overlap.
So we had to divide the roles. My strength, I know what my strength is. I'm very good in designing. I'm very good with procurement as well. You're very good with the back end responsibilities, which is HR and accounting. So it took us a bit of time for us to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think we're fine.
I think the main issue then was because we didn't have capable individuals to handle those. So we those had roles. To double up on a lot of it. So which meant I'll be in your face in certain things and you'll be in my face in certain things.
Which you actually
But now is better.
Yeah, which will actually happen. It normally happens with any new business anyway. You have to shoulder a lot of things, especially when you don't have enough capital on ground. Even if you have enough capital on ground, it's always advisable to shoulder a lot of things yourself. So you can actually, yes, at the initial stage, so you can understand the intro. So going through that process made us understand a lot of things, right? It's just like the accounting. I studied engineering. I never understood anything about accounting, really knew about the basics. But going through those sort of things made me understand more. Even for instance, like the digital marketing, before we had a wonderful team, right? I never understood anything about digital marketing, but I had to learn everything myself, right? So if anybody wants to blab and blah, 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 I'll take you back to the origin and tell you, see, I know what you're talking about.
At least you have a good knowledge.
Yes, I have a good. I remember a guy came for an interview one time, and I was asking the guy about Google AdWords, and the guy was just going off the radar. I allowed him to speak for so long. I'm very bad, poor guy. He spoke at length. He thought, yes, I killed this interview. I just had to pull the gear back, bro. No. It was wild when I started giving him instances. So doing that has actually helped us a lot. What do you think?
So, it has. The other part, do your personal strength complement your professional role? So for me, coming from business management background, I think my skills has definitely helped.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot in that aspect. So. Yeah,
definitely. Funny enough, we actually studied the same major for our master's. You did business management.
Yeah.
I did engineering business management.
Yes.
So that was a perfect role. Remember those days when we were doing our master's?
Yes,
we used to. I had to be teaching the same thing.
What did you teach me?
You know now.
What did you teach me?
You know what those things are.
I helped you too.
We used to help each other. Well, we helped each
other
anyway.
Especially crossworks and dissertations.
Yeah, I think it has actually helped a lot. Yes, definitely. We learned a lot. Yeah, the 2021 first in, first out.
Yes.
Can you remember? Yeah, FIFO with inventory. I learned that in Six Sigma.
Six Sigma.
What was the subject? What subject was it?
I can't remember. We're still applying some of those.
Yes, definitely. Conflict resolution. Three. Running a business running a business can lead to conflicts, which does. Can you share a time when we had a disagreement about the business and how we resolved it?
There's always disagreements.
Always.
There's always.
We still have disagreement this morning.
Yes. Every time, especially when you're doing business with your partner.
Yes.
There's no how you won't have disagreement.
Imagine you having disagreement from the home.
Yes.
From the house. You now come back.
Disagreements that doesn't relate to work.
Yes.
And then you get to work and then you still have disagreement, but it has to be resolved.
Yeah, that's the way, because we still have to do the thing.
Yes,
we
still in a have very to do professional work, and right? orderly manner.
But you know how you put it on your face?
I do.
You know you put it on your face.
I don't.
Yes, but we've learned how to manage it anyway. We've learned how to manage it. And also doing business together has actually helped us in our relationship, because obviously we have to finish whatever. If you know we are coming to work next day.
I think what really helps is, even if we are mad at each other for whatever reason, we try and resolve it.
Yeah, we try and resolve it on time.
Yeah,
and that's without something that's delay. Actually, yeah, that's something that's actually helped us.
Because somebody's going to suffer for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you say so.
Growth and support. In what ways have you seen each other grow, both personally and professionally, since starting your business?
This is a growth. This is something I personally have never wanted to do. I like staying off the camera. I like being behind the scenes. I don't want anybody to see me, right? So this, where we are now, is actually a growth. Yes, you're on camera. I remember when we started the business, I've always said to myself, after 10 years, we want to be in our own place. And we're now in our own place. We're shooting in our podcast room. right? I think it's also a growth for me. It's a vision we've actually envisioned, right? I've visualized how everything was going to look like 10 years ago. We started the business 12 years ago, right? 2012. Yeah, I visualized this 12 years ago, 10 years ago, and we're in it. So it's a growth for me. What about yourself?
I think the growth is not only about the premises.
Okay.
You know, it's more about your character, your individual, your personal self. I think there's been a lot of growth in terms of your understanding, your ability to resolve troubleshoot, and, you know, time with your family, friends is also a sign of growth in yourself.
Well,
you know, so yes,
we're talking about something like actually related to the business.
Yeah, but still, it interrelates.
Okay.
Because if you only focus on the business, then how did you get there?
That's true. You're right.
You know, yeah. So I think
you need to have a balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So having a good life balance has actually helped. Yeah. It's a growth. Yes, I agree. It's a growth.
Yeah. So okay. I do from time to time I look back at the picture of the showroom, how it was.
Wow.
2000. I have the picture. I'll share it with you. Do you remember what it looks like with that cream oval? We got that inspiration from Jimmy Choo.
Yeah.
When we went there.
Yeah, the swivel. Yeah,
the.
Mm-hmm.
The little.
Well, we thank God for where we started from and where we are. Yeah. God has been good to us. God has been good to us, and also the team we have now. That's also a growth.
Yeah.
Remember our first employee. We really had one by Ola. That was our first.
Mm-hmm.
And the second lady. Now we have close to 50 employees as a team. Wow. That's a growth. We never had management. We never had senior management. Now we have senior management. We have board of directors. So that is also a growth.
Yes, because it takes into consideration accountability.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Memorable milestones.
No. Balancing acts. What do you balance? How do you balance the demands of your business with the needs for your personal time and time and space in your relationship?
Mm. How do you balance the demand of your business? That's a big question.
Very big question.
Basically, how do I balance precise and my personal relationship? How do I balance precise and my marriage, right? And friendship, I guess. Or just marriage and precise.
Mm.
Which one?
Well, anyone.
It's a tough question, right? Because I give the business all my effort, right? I give it all in one.
I'm glad you're honest.
Yeah, I'm very honest. There are times I leave here very late. But I still find time. I still find time to balance out. I still find time to, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I still find time to talk to the boys. I find time to talk to you as well. So I think it's tough. I'm not going to lie. I know I don't give it my 100 when it comes to marriage. Well, that's it. I don't want to say no. I don't.
Being emotional.
What? Not being emotional. It's not about being emotional. Yeah.
Okay, well.
It's tough, as I said.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Yeah.
But it has to be an intentional act. Like, I know for me, I think I try to fill in the gaps that I know you are not able to, especially with the kids. So, and I understand work sometimes can take a lot. You know, I know there was a time that I used to spend a lot of time at work.
Oh, yeah.
And you wouldn't because you'd be working from home.
Yes, and I used to spend time with the kids then.
Yes.
Yes.
I was always here.
Yeah.
This was years ago, and I think we kind of flipped that.
Yeah.
Now it's almost like we've been able to create a balance in some way, but some part still has a lot of improvements to be made.
Yeah, we cannot be 100.
Yeah. Well, we can't, fine. But we can definitely work towards.
Oh, definitely. I agree. Yes, I agree.
Improvement.
I'm not trying to justify that.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, something that you spend a lot of time with will blossom and grow.
Oh, yeah.
Hence why the business is at a better place than what it was, because we have invested a lot of time and effort into it. So it's good.
All right. Can you share a milestone or achievement in the business that was particularly meaningful for both of you? Yes,
milestone. Do you know, I would say the first exhibition we did with Made by Design in 2018.
Mm.
It was 2018, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Because that year was, there was a lot happening.
Oh.
That year.
What was happening that year?
A lot happened that year.
Mm.
You know, before we had traveled, and then we came back and started preparing for the exhibition. That was the first ever exhibition we joined.
Oh, yeah.
By Design to do. So that was a remarkable milestone for us. And we enjoyed every minute from setting up the booth and, you know.
That's true. Yeah. Come to think of it, because that was our first ever exhibition. You're right.
Proper exhibition, yeah, not proper. Like the other ones.
That proper exhibition. Yeah, proper exhibition. I think, I think it was a mile. Yeah, it was a great achievement. For me, I still refer back to this. HQ is actually my own milestone. Building from the scratch and getting to where we are now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a milestone.
Well done.
Well, well done to both of us, actually. Yes, we both did it. And thank you to the wonderful team we have as well.
Yeah, they're always ever so.
Yeah.
So good. So, where do you see your business and your relationship in the next 5 years?
Hmm. Where do we see the business? I'll start with where do we see the business in the next 5 years? Where do we see the business in the next 5 years, right? It's just to expand, really. 5 years ago, I've always said I wanted us to have more locations in Nigeria. Like 5-10 locations in Nigeria. But I'm not looking at that anymore. Not for myself. I don't need more than 3. Right? And they are strategic locations. We already have one in Lagos where we are now. Right? They'll see more of us in Lagos. More outlets coming in Lagos. It's something that we shouldn't reveal yet. We know where it is.
Right? Sneak peek.
Yeah. We're coming with a banger. Right? I'm very sure they can't wait for it. Right, look out.
Don't watch. Say too much. Don't say less. Say less.
Say less. Say less. Say right, less. And we're not having more than 3 locations in Nigeria. That's it.
Yeah, and at least for now.
Yes, we're coming up. Yes. So in relationship, where do I see myself in another 5 years? In the next 5 years, I'm going to be 45, by God's grace. Yes.
You'll be 46.
I'll be 46. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. God should keep us till then, and more than then. Right. I just want to be a better man in the relationship. That's all. Mm.
Okay. This is a side question. So as the landscape of technology and customer preferences evolves, how does Precise stay ahead of the curve and adapt to changing trends? Chief Design Officer.
Do you even answer the last question? The future.
Oh, I haven't.
Yes. Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Yes.
So.
Oh, you don't need to.
No, I could. I see the business, you know, in a different view. In terms of, I see us as much as. Yes, the idea is not to be saturated, like meaning we're in too many places. But I see the growth to be that we are more prominent in key areas, you know. And for the relationship, I just feel like we'll get to a point that we'll learn to spend a bit more quality time together.
Okay.
With the boys.
Mm. They're grown adults now.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Mommy's boy.
Yes, they're mommy's boys. Okay. So, about
as the landscape,
adapting to train them, like how do we
Stay ahead of the curve.
Stay ahead of trends.
Well, just have to be different. How do you stay ahead of the curve? Just be different.
So we're constantly researching.
Yeah.
We're trying to see what's going on.
Yeah. As the chief designer officer as well, you know what the drill is. I have to keep researching all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just making sure designs are totally different. Yeah. It's quite expensive for designs or for you to stay ahead of the trend. It's quite expensive, but we don't have a choice. That's why we're precise, right? Precise with the arrow, right? Yeah. So customers shouldn't say, precise is expensive, because they also need to know that the technology behind the trend, the growing trend, is also expensive.
Yeah.
So we're not expensive.
No, we're not actually.
We're not expensive. Yes, we've been around. We know. It might be a bit pricey. Yes, but not
certain people.
Yeah, for certain people. Yes, yeah. I like that. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like we definitely do a lot of research, and we do travel a lot.
Yes.
We don't need to announce or show where we go.
Of course.
But we do travel a lot for exhibitions.
Yeah. November, so I was still in four countries in November. Four continents, actually, in 4 weeks. Four continents in 4 weeks.
Yeah. So just trying to stay ahead.
Yeah, just to say, stay ahead of the game. Can you name a female copypreneur duo who inspired you, and what's their business?
I know a few, but I can't say they inspired me.
Yeah. So you inspired yourself.
Yeah.
We inspired ourselves.
So
yeah, we inspire ourselves. Yeah, we don't look at other people's race.
Yeah, that's definitely not.
Yeah. I think that's the really,
so yeah, but I know a couple.
Mm.
Damlola and Steven.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. They're really cool people.
They're really cool people. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. I also know of a couple.
Yeah.
Sunde and Emiola.
Yeah.
Remember those ones. You remember how they started, right? Remember how they started.
Yes, I remember.
From university.
Yeah.
This woman, you know, you kill me.
Okay. So date night decision.
What's their business? We didn't mention their business.
Oh, their business.
Yes.
They also sell lights.
Wow. Yes, they also sell.
Yeah, they sell gym equipment.
Oh yeah, they're also going into renewable energy, right?
And they do furnitures and interiors.
Oh yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. In short, we inspire ourselves.
Yeah. Okay.
Which has been more challenging to decide on your next business move or where to go for a date night?
I know think date night is always more difficult. We're always thinking business.
Yes, it's always business.
It's always business.
Always business. What's the next move? What's the next move?
Yeah.
Well, we try as much to go for dates once in a while, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't like going out.
No, not
especially
much.
Food. And when you go out on dates, you want to eat, right? You know the
I'm
episodes,
very picky.
You know the episodes you always have.
I have issues eating out.
Yeah.
It's always a big problem.
No. Not for the camera. A few days ago, you know what happened to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Love in Lagos. If your love story was a brand, what would the logo look like?
So, okay, I'll be honest. The first thing that comes to my mind is a chandelier. And I'll tell you why a chandelier comes to mind. So obviously you have to think of the illustration of a chandelier. You know, it's grand and it has, you know, different branches with different lamps. So I feel like the love symbolizes the outlets, the multiple lights that comes out, and how it can be distributed to fill up a space or room or, you know. So, and chandeliers are typically strong, you know.
Yeah, they're strong and rigid.
Suspended, you know, so.
Okay, and also because of the
trees. They can also be fragile, but it needs a massive impact to shatter it.
Mm. And you also need a great support system for the chandelier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Okay.
Without great support, it will just.
All right. I like that. I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, what's the funniest or most unexpected moments you've had in your business journey together? Most funniest. Well, my most unexpected moment was when we had a huge theft in our warehouse. And I remember the team that got involved, they were least expected.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that was what was then, most disappointing.
Yeah. I never saw it coming. And based on that, I had trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I'm not going to say because of that. I shouldn't trust everyone around me. It's something that you have to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is what it is. You move on. Most funniest moment is actually you at work.
What?
You at work.
Really?
Yeah, you at Why? Work. You know, we stay opposite each other. Yeah. Whenever I look into your face, you make me smile. You make me giggle. So, yes.
Why?
Those are my most funniest moments at work, really. Right.
Or you?
When I see things, my most funniest moments. Yeah. Oh, I can't really pick. I can't really say. When I see things happening at work, the way
I want it. There's a lot of amusing things that happens at work.
When I see things happening the way I want it to be, yeah, it makes me happy. Yeah. What about yourself?
There was one. Something very amusing, you know, happened. When we tried to have a trip to La Campagne Tropicana.
I remember that part.
Yes. You refused to go.
But I saw it now. I said I wasn't coming. Yeah. I said the rain was going to fall.
It was a disaster.
Yes.
But it was also funny because we all had a good time.
Yes. And some people were in trance. You know why they were in trance?
I know. It's not for camera.
It's not for camera, yeah.
But that was interesting.
Alrighty. I think that was good. Mm. Hey. Alrighty. Thank you for having us. That was a great one. We need to see more of this to come. Yeah. What do you think?
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for joining in today's Blue Cup podcast. Don't forget to like, click, share, and subscribe.